This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with us on the show today. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department. I don't care whether it's quick lane, which is phenomenal, or routine, difficult inspections, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online. At SunburyMotors.com. Always pleased to be joined by the head basketball coach of, as Doug Birdsong would say, your Bucknell Bison, John Griffin. John, my pleasure, my friend. Great to have you back.
Steve, thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be on with you after a win on Saturday.
How about that? I mean, double overtime, storm back job like that. There are certain character moments that happen in a season, and it's a marathon. But what kind of character moment was that on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, on a number of different levels, Steve, we had a really unfortunate and just tough loss on Wednesday that was also in double overtime. I think what we're trying to do from a marketing standpoint is make sure that everyone watches until the end. That was part of our off-season marketing plan. Yeah. Play as many overtime games in the first five that we could so that, you know, we that's the bait. We have to hook as many fans on as possible. But in all seriousness, Wednesday was tough. We were up by 15, 14 with 9 minutes to go, and we unfortunately lost the lead and lost the game. And what I'm most proud of, quite frankly, was the 2 days preparation prior to Richmond. There was nobody hanging their heads. There was a group of young men that were ready to get back on and get back on the horse, so to say, and grow from that game on Wednesday night at home opener. We had a good crowd and students in the building, and although entertaining for many that were watching, it was also disappointing. So we had two really strong days of, I would call it, mental preparation, and then Richmond, who just has had a couple tough losses early on in the season, came in ready to roll. And we actually, by shot quality standards, we had some pretty decent possessions in the first 20 minutes of our game on Saturday. We just didn't make any shots. And what I thought we had a little bit of a collaborative halftime world of communication, and we played with great purpose and great poise, and I'm just really proud of the group because it was just a tremendous win considering the circumstances and the opponent.
You had 13 baskets in the second half. Noah Williamson either scored or assisted on 11 of the 13. What kind of level has he played at, and what kind of level did he play, especially in the second half of that game?
I mean, he played to the level that we expect him to play, quite frankly. I mean, he's a very talented basketball player, and although he's a junior, because of his little to no minutes in his freshman year, from an experience standpoint, he's really only his sophomore year. And it's like the early world of his, you know, sophomore year, technically, in my mind. So he's tremendously talented, but what he's learning is he can impact the game in many different ways. I think when you're early on in your career, you think the only way to impact the game and impact winning is scoring. Of course, the score matters, but you can help your team win if you contribute to the rebounding world and you contribute to the passing world, and defensively you take care of your job and your responsibility. And I thought that he did that the second half, along with being a force around the rim. And like I said, he's super skilled, and there's no way that I wasn't going to put an emphasis on throwing the ball to him at halftime. And to our team's credit, they executed it very well, and we got him the ball in areas where he could be productive, and he did what he typically does, scores around the rim.
But he also passed the ball. I mean, some of the, I said it was a combination of baskets and assists. His ability to see the floor and to make the right play, what does that mean to the flexibility of your offense because he can do that?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly makes us more challenging to defend. Beating Richmond is a really good win for us. Richmond won the Atlantic 10 regular season last year. Coach Chris Mooney, who I know very well and followed his career very closely, has a championship-level program. And that win essentially shows, you know, what Noah does for our team. And it gives us a little bit of a spacing uniqueness on offense that allows our guards to get near the rim. And then Rue Bijak, who is also a junior, played very well. They at times, and I think that's, I think hopefully this becomes more of a trend, but they played off one another very, very well. They're best friends, and they both can make three-pointers, and they both can score around the rim. And this was one of the first games that they've played well at the same time, and it certainly helped us in the second half.
What about the ability that once you got to the front, you were able to make a couple of free throws when they're trying to get back and somehow get back and steal it from you? The ability to do that and to handle late game situations in that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I think we've, up to this point, and don't quote me on this, we have to have played the most overtime games up to this point by any Division I team. We've played five overtimes.
Yeah.
And typically the timeline of what we call special situation installation, you usually have a small world of that installed by this point, five games in. I mean, we have our entire special teams package already installed just due to circumstances. Yeah. So obviously making free throws is a major part of that winning formula, but I've got to say I'm just really happy with how we are executing under pressure. Even on Wednesday night, we're down four with a minute to go. We're down six in one of our first overtime, and we just went possession by possession, but we did execute in some really critical times in both games and at Southern Indiana that allowed us, that just gave us a chance to win. Really, at the end of the day, you focus so heavily on the special situations of the game to give you a chance to win. And credit to our players, because in those high-intensity situations, you know, human error is part of the game. And I thought that we did a really good job across the board in our first five games of just executing in some of these really important moments.
John, the shot, Richmond did 36% from the field, 21% in threes. How do you feel about your defense, the rotations, and the intensity with which you're playing in that end?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Richmond's a challenging opponent. I think if you asked anybody in Atlantic 10, Richmond's one of the most challenging because of their brand of basketball. There's so much off-ball movement. So I think in the first half, our offense kind of carried into our defense in terms of like the overall physicality. We weren't making shots and we were a little soft defensively, but second half defense, we went possession by possession and we did a great job defending one-on-one. Within the world of defense versus a team like Richmond, you really want to focus in on your matchup and make sure that you do the job you need to do in terms of taking away the one-on-one ability of who you're defending. And we did a great job of that in the second half. So I'm really proud of the energy. Like I said, though, it started on Thursday. You know, Steve, like these are 18 to 22 year olds. Despite That's all right. the world of college athletics, you know, they were disappointed, and that emotion can carry into 48, 72 hours after you know the game ends. And credit to our players, they just moved on. The assistants did a great job of getting in the gym with our players, and that's a major part of the reason that we won on Saturday.
Yeah, you've also had the point with the two games. I mean, you played two plus in the last two, right? Almost two and a half. In fact, you have played two and a half games in the last. So any modification to practice, or is it too early in the season to think about any modification just because of how many minutes you've logged in the last week?
Yes, and we've certainly modified. We modified last week for sure. There was more what we call mental practices than physical practices. And this upcoming week, we've already kind of coordinated the schedule so that we are ready to go for the upcoming weekend, because we play on Thursday and then we play on Saturday. It's two home games, which is a great advantage for us. But, you know, today we'll go probably a little bit harder than we normally do because the work week has shifted a little bit. And then we'll taper it back to make sure that our legs are fresh, obviously most importantly for the first game of the week, but also thinking bigger picture for that Saturday game as well.
Can you do that because you have a few veterans, too, that at least understand, you know, how you want to play, why you want to play, and mental reps can make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think the mental side of the game is equally as important, if not more important, than the physical side. So, of course, having some maturity in our program and continuity in our program, there's a commonality that I don't have to refresh every day. But you definitely want to make sure that you are finding as many opportunities as possible to get better, to grow, improve, sharpen the defensive side of things, make sure the timing and the speed of the offensive side of things continuously is improving, so that, you know, before you know it, January is going to be here, and we want to feel like we are getting better week by week.
You have two games in essentially a 48-hour span here coming up, Thursday, Saturday. So as a staff, how do you handle that part? Because you will have to handle a turnaround on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much like the NCAA tournament, yes, where you have a one-day prep in between two games if you're so fortunate to win the first one. So the way we divide it is each assistant coach has a team that they scout throughout the course of our schedule, and then the coaches that do not have that primary scouting report responsibility are there to assist with either special teams or anything that might have been missed, as well as player development. We're really big on player development, and we just want our players to get in the gym, and it's not what the player development looks like in the summer. It's really just 20 minutes of maintenance work and staying sharp. So we divide those duties, and my staff has great initiative. They're very thorough, and we'll be ready to go for Thursday, and we will certainly be ready to go for Saturday. And those type of quick turnarounds, like I said, due to the staff that I have, you know, we don't really worry too much about it. We just do our job.
I do have to ask you, after the Richmond game, and I just want to focus in on the Richmond game because I know the other one was a tough one. You go double overtime. You come from behind. Intense situations down the stretch of regulation. Intense situations down the stretch in the first overtime. Intense situation down the stretch of the second overtime. Do you how many minutes do you need to take in your office just to go before you go out and talk to media or do anything else?
I took the afternoon after the Richmond game to decompress a little bit. But
good.
Look, Bucknell Athletics right now is is doing very well in their fall sports. So
yes,
I have four kids. I have three boys. They had a flag football championship on Sunday in Williamsport, and Lewisburg was able to win. So, and then on top of that, on Saturday night after our Richmond game, our men's soccer team won the championship, Patriot League championship, and now they're in the NCAA tournament. And there was a very important volleyball game on campus. So we're booming over here, Steve. But,
yeah.
You know, look, I know everyone's talking about State College, but don't be afraid to pop into Lewisburg, you know?
Hey, one of these days I will show up at one of your games. You know,
come on, let's go. Bring the Nittany Lion with you.
I'll bring friends too. All right, I'll do that.
Beautiful. Okay.
Hey, just a quick thumbnail on NJIT.
You know what? They're a hard playing group. The head coach, similar to me, is in his second year. Grant Billmeyer's a good friend of mine, and
good coach.
They are in the stage of their season where they're just looking for propelling victory, and we have to be ready. So they've experienced some really tough games, but you can tell they're hungry, and opponents like that, you have to prepare for as if, you know, they're a Power 5 team. Like, there's no world where we will overlook any of our opponents, but in this one in particular, it's a program that's hungry for a win, especially a road win, and this would be a tremendous win for them. So they're going to be a scrappy bunch, and we're going to have to be ready for the physicality that they bring to the table.
I'll get out there at some point. Thursday, I won't be there. I got a show, but I mean, I'm going to get out there.
Come on, Steve. Come on, bring some friends. An orange scarf, orange sweater, maybe a cashmere orange sweater. Love
cashmere.
To see you.
Cashmere guy. Hey, John, thanks so much. I'm going out right now to buy cashmere. Thanks, John.
See you later.
It's John Griffin, head basketball coach at Bucknell. And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make this a November to remember. Sunbury Motors Hyundai received 10 truckloads of new Hyundais, and we need to make room now. Choose from over 55 brand new Hyundai Tucson's with savings over $6,500. Sunbury Motors has the full-size SUV Hyundai Santa Fe discounted up to an unbelievable $6,197 off. Both the Tucson and Santa Fe have financing as low as 0% for 48 months and 1.99% for 60 months. Remember, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 mile powertrain. If you want to have a fun day, why not buy a Santa Cruz Hyundai? This nimble pickup starts at $31,340. The Santa Cruz is discounted up to $49,50 with 23 available. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is going to save you the most money all year now. 10 truckloads of new Hyundais will make this month a November to remember with your next Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai.